This week in the Civil War, continued skirmishing along the Rappahannock in Virginia and a growing buildup of Union forces near Charleston Harbor mark the beginning of August 1863. Federal cavalry in Virginia constantly probed at Lee's secure position south of the Rappahannock at Culpeper Courthouse. But for all practical purposes, both Meade's forces and Lee's army were content to recuperate and continue to replace their losses from the Gettysburg Campaign. Near Charleston Harbor, Union forces began a buildup for an attack on Fort Wagner and ultimately on Fort Sumter. Union forces on one end of Morris Island prepared the infamous Swamp Angel, a massive 16,500-pound rifled Parrott cannon with an 8-inch bore capable of throwing a 1,000-pound shell over 7,900 yards for future operations against Sumter and the city of Charleston, South Carolina. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.